Books on Tape presents The Sharper Your Knife, The Less You Cry. Love, Laughter, and Tears at the World's Most Famous Cooking School by Kathleen Flynn. Read by Cassandra Campbell. Prologue. This is not for pretend. Cooking is like love. It should be entered into with abandon or not at all. Harriet Van Horn, Vogue. 1956. As a little girl, while other children played house, I played restaurant. In our basement, I set up two sets of child-sized chairs and tables topped with fabric remnants and plastic flowers. I scrawled menus in crayon, featuring the likes of licorice soup, Pez casserole, and cotton candy pie. I pretended to prepare everything for my guests, often imaginary, on a broken-down easy-bake oven. My parents viewed it all as an overzealous game of tea. I think of that now, as I stand here in ill-fitting kitchen whites in the middle of a cramped training kitchen in Paris, my handwritten notes from the day's demonstration, sheathed in a protective plastic liner, sit crowded within the 22 inches I'm allotted on the 9-foot-long marble work table. My blue-handled knives lie neatly along the edges of a scarred plastic cutting board. I feel the heat from the electric stove at my back. A chef who has headed a legendary Paris restaurant now prowls this kitchen, barking out orders in French. This is not for pretend. As we've done 3 or 4 times a week since January, my basic cuisine class gathered this morning en masse, on time, and in uniform. We first watch a chef move through a 3-hour demonstration. We anxiously